Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number two, the Thursday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The Packet 8 toll-free line again is 1-800-259-9231, and anything goes. You can, of course, join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site is completely free, so enjoy that. It is, again, freetalklive.com. Video games are in the news again, and I predict that they'll continue to be in the news as more kids get arrested for whatever crime it is they're committing, and point to the video games. Grand Theft Auto made me do it. I'm not in control of my actions. Take Two Interactive is in control of my actions.
I'm being mind-controlled by the video games.
Well, it's happening, and the cases have come up, and they've been thrown out. It's happened again and again, where a kid will murder somebody or cause some, just shoot up some cars or whatever.
Were there some movies that they were blaming it on, too? Boys in the Hood, wasn't that name?
That would have been in the 90s, yeah.
Yeah, seemed like that was blamed for something or other.
Well, the cases get thrown out, and the judges usually say something like, well, there's no evidence that these games caused this problem, so I'm afraid I'm going to have to throw this out. Well, there's no evidence. Well, what do you think they're waiting for?
Just
the evidence,
the
of
evidence,
course.
Yeah, some kind of study that they really can conclusively point to.
Now, we had reported news that Hillary Clinton has, I guess, approved like a $90 million study for the Centers for Disease Control. I don't know. She was involved. I don't know if she was the final arbiter or whatever. But somehow they've got a government study going on about violence in video games. Now, we're waiting for that. That hasn't come out yet. But as you might guess, it's probably going to back up exactly what the government wants, and that is the ability to control the video game market even more so than they do. They
right.
don't
I
really.
Mean, you know,
right
when does the government ever say, well, it looks like, you know, there might be some problems in this arena, but we think that the free market can handle it. When do they
Never.
Say that? Why would they say that?
They don't. That what they have done in the past in the video game controversies of the video game controversy of the early 90s with Night Trap and Mortal Kombat, they essentially said, you better regulate yourself or we're going to do it for you. That was sort of them saying, we'll let the market work, but it was actually a threat. I mean, that's as close as it comes, ever, is that sort of threatening. You better do something about this or we're going to step in. Essentially saying, if you don't do anything, we're going to step in. So it really is a threat, just an out-and-out threat. And now they're looking for more reasons to step in. They want to have something so-called scientific behind them. And this may be their first piece. Chicago, Reuters. Teens who play violent video games show increased activity in areas of the brain linked to emotional arousal and decreased responses in regions that govern self-control. A study released on Tuesday found. The study used functional magnetic resonance imaging to record tiny metabolic changes in brain activity in 44 adolescents who were asked to perform a series of tasks after playing either a violent or nonviolent video games for 30 minutes. The children with no history of behavior problems ranged in age from 13 to 17. Half of them played the teen-rated first-person shooter game called Medal of Honor Frontline, involving military combat, while the other group played a nonviolent game called Need for Speed Underground. Those who played the violent video game showed more activation in the amygdala. Amy, I don't know how you pronounce that. Amygdala? Amygdala. That's what it is.
Okay.
Amygdala.
It sounded brain-like.
Which is involved in emotional arousal and less activation in the prefrontal portions of the brain associated with control, focus, and concentration than the teens who played the nonviolent game. Quote, our study suggests that playing a certain type of violent video game may have different short-term effects on brain function than playing a nonviolent but exciting game, according to the professor of radiology at the Indiana University School of Medicine. After playing the games, the children then completed tasks requiring concentration and processing of emotional stimuli while their brain activity was being scanned. Alterations in brain function reflecting changes in blood flow appeared as brightly colored areas on the magnetic resonance images. Quote, what we showed here or there, or what we showed is there's an increase in emotional arousal. The fight or flight response is activated after playing a violent video game. Does this seem like a stretch to you, Mark?
Well, it, does it...
How many times have you put him out of control?
A certain amount of adrenaline, sort of?
Maybe. They're saying fight or flight.
Well, that's what adrenaline's all about, fight or flight.
Okay. But there's not actually a... Fight or flight is only supposed to activate when you're actually being threatened.
I would say that there's a certain level of it. You know, sure, I've been very excited playing video games. I mean, I've been through a rough spot, and my heartbeat's increased. I've been... My muscles have tensed. Yeah, absolutely. I think there's things like that. I've also been that felt that way in movies, too.
Ah, maybe that's where they're going to go next.
Mm.
After we've shut down violent video games, we can shut down violent movies, too.
Yep.
The findings were presented at a meeting of the Radiological Society of North America. The $13 billion U.S. video game industry, with revenue rivaling Hollywood box office sales, is at the center of a cultural battle over violent content. Lawmakers' various attempts to ban the sale of violent video games to children have been blocked by courts in Louisiana, Illinois, California, Michigan, and Minnesota. Video games with a T rating for teen are considered suitable for ages 13 or older. They may contain violent content, strong language, or suggestive themes. Numerous behavioral or cognitive studies have linked exposure to violent media and aggressive behavior. Now, researchers using advanced imaging technology to scan the brain for clues to whether violent video games causes an increase in aggression. The study author says he hopes to conduct additional studies on the long-term effects of brain function of exposure to violent video games. Now, the government's not going to wait for all of the other studies to be conducted. They're going to take as much of they're going to take as little of the studies as they can and apply them in a very negative fashion towards this industry. All they really need is one or two studies to say that, well, violent video games increases the probability that children will be violent. And that's all they're going to need. That's all they're going to need to create some new bureaucracy to regulate video games. To say, no, you can't produce games that are of mature content. Or, if you can produce them, you're only allowed to sell them to somebody that shows an identification card proving
they
that they're
over
the age of 18.
Absolutely.
Right. And these are going to be the first steps in the line of many steps of government regulation of video games. And it's very disturbing to me. It's been disturbing to me, having been growing up around violent video games, playing a very large share of them myself.
Right. I mean, if you think about it, right now, kids can pretty much buy any violent video game they want to.
Yep.
Is the world really in chaos? Do we need the government stepping in here? I don't think we do. I think there's stores out there that just simply won't carry the M for mature video games. I think that they won't sell them to kids.
There aren't many stores like that.
There aren't many stores that won't carry the M?
Heck no.
I would have guessed that Walmart...
If I was running a store, I'd be carrying M games. Walmart carries M games.
Do they? Well, I'm surprised they won't carry anything else that's sort of mature and adult-oriented. I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like it's that big of a deal.
No, it's not. It's not a big deal.
A kid can see Jason, you know, whacking the head off of things. Why does a video game matter?
It's amazing, Mark. And we're going down a very scary path. I believe you have some video game news as well.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
Okay. Appeals Court upholds unconstitutionality of Illinois video game law. Reported by Eric Bagaman. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld a district court judge's ruling that the Illinois law restricting the sale of violent video games to minors is unconstitutional. Passed despite...
Hooray.
Despite widespread concerns over its constitutionality, the law would have used its own criteria, rather than the ESRB ratings, to determine whether a game would be sold to minors. After Judge Matthew Kennelly struck the law down, Governor... Oh, my God. Blagojevich?
Yeah, Governor Rod.
It doesn't say his first name.
Oh, okay. His first name's Rod.
Rod Blagojevich. Okay. Directed the state to file an appeal that covered only the portion of the legislation dealing with sexually explicit content, giving in on the area of the law covering violent content,
mm-hmm.
which I think is interesting.
It's very typically American.
It's typically American. You know, it comes down to the sex. Oh, my God, we can't have that. But
severed heads, that's okay.
Fine.
Sex, no.
The appeals court found that this portion of law unconstitutional as well, using an example from God of War.
800-259-9231. So that's the good news. I don't know if there's more on that. We'll find out. 800-259-9231. Do you think that violent video games should be regulated by the government? If so, I really want to hear from you. Please explain to me. 800-259-9231, your show, you take control. It is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free lines. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The Shrine of Female Listeners awaits you. Dozens and dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Again, shrine.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Now, Mark, did you have any more on this court overturning the Illinois video game ban?
Yeah, the article does go on. if I...
Essentially what happened was Illinois created some sort of restrictions, and I don't recall exactly what it was. I think it had to do with selling them to minors. But then it was challenged in court, overturned, the state appealed, and now the appeals court has upheld the overturning of the law as unconstitutional.
Right. Because the Illinois law potentially criminalized the sale of any game that featured exposed breasts without concern for the game, considered in its entirety for the game's social value for minors, distribution of God of War is potentially illegal in spite of the fact that the game tracks the homework epics in content and theme. So, because they're, based on Hercules and Pericles and, Agamemnon.
So there's breasts in God of War? Is that the allegation?
I'm sure there are, but it makes some sense, too.
Because of Greek gods and that sort of thing?
Right. You know, they have more...
Didn't have a lot of clothes back then, I guess.
Right. They have more value than do a modern-day story. It's also, it's also found unconstitutional law's requirement that sexually explicit games carry a 4-inch sticker with the number 18 on it, noting that at 4 square inches, the 18 sticker literally fails to be narrowly tailored. The sticker covers a substantial portion of the box. The court also ruled that the presence of the sticker combined with the SRB's rating would communicate the endorsement of the SRB of the state's labeling scheme. After the ESA prevailed in district court. It asked the court to order the state to foot its legal bills. The court agreed, awarding the ESA over a half $1 million in attorney's fees.
By the way, if I was 14 again, and I was in a video game store, and there were big pink labels with the number 18 on them covering up a video game box, I'm going to make a beeline right for that game to see what it is.
Yeah.
Because I want to know what it is that is so special that they had to put a big label
on. Sure, it's got
to
have special advertising.
Yeah. Yeah, they're trying to cover it up, so I want to know what's underneath.
Right, is all you have to do is see where the boys are going at the magazine rack to know where the adult magazines are. Very simple. Anyway.
Are there any quotes from the governor or anything like that as to how angry they are that their law was overturned?
No, it really doesn't. It doesn't have any good juicy stuff like that, but it does say that the state is not doing a very good job of paying up their attorney's fees. Course.
Like the state isn't paying their attorneys?
The state is failing to pay the attorney's fees of the winning...
As part of the settlement.
Right.
Got it. What do you know? You mean the state doesn't have to pay attorney's fees? You mean even when the men in black, the robed men, the judges, actually make a determination that the state must pay up, they can still just shrug their shoulders and say, when we're ready.
Yeah, whenever we feel like it.
Amazing.
Yeah, they keep doing it.
1-800-259-9231. I don't expect to actually hear from anybody that believes in a video game ban, but it's possible there's somebody out there. It's so disturbing because it's going to be coming soon. As games become more and more realistic, and they're pretty much to the point of being photorealistic almost at this point. Almost. As games become more realistic and the violence becomes more realistic, it's going to continue to be an issue. It was an issue back when it was not even close to realistic in the early 90s. And the politicians are going to grandstand on this. The Democrats are the ones that are leading the fight on this one.
Well,
and, of course, the Republicans are backing them up. But you say, well, it's Lieberman and Hillary Clinton.
Not even anymore. They're not.
They are the two big proponents of video game controls in America. It's true.
Okay.
Lieberman started it back in the early 90s, and Hillary Clinton's continuing it today. And Lieberman was reelected, so he'll probably be rattling the video game ban saber here pretty soon as well. And it's just all bad news. It's all bad news for freedom in America, because if you aren't free to program a violent or sexy video game, then you're just not a free person, are you? And, of course, it's ludicrous to believe that if these bans come into effect, that it will stop the production of these games. It won't. It'll just make it so it'll be more difficult to get. It'll go underground. People will start to... Kids will be selling the games at school. Somebody will go across state lines to a state where they're not illegal, buy a 50-pack of games, bring it back to the school, and somebody will they'll just sell them.
Yeah.
Underground video game sales.
If somebody's brother is going to go and get a whole bunch of them.
Right.
I mean,
it's absurd.
And it's not like even liquor, Liquor you could get...
Sick?
There's a lot of it. You can get caught, kind of thing. In this case, it's small. They're going to get passed around. Moms and dads aren't going to know what these things are. They're going to be in cases that don't have the advertisement on the front.
Copies are going to get ripped to the internet, going to be distributed that way.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck, government. We'll see what happens here. 800-259-9231.
Well, then what they're going to do, they're just going to make it illegal to make violent video games entirely.
Well, since we're talking about video games, and it seems to me at least to be a First Amendment issue in that freedom of speech, freedom to code. That's essentially what video games are, is somebody typing something into a programming console. That you open up whatever programming language you're using, and you're typing stuff. So, essentially, it's a freedom of speech issue, but there are some politicians that aren't too cool with this freedom of speech idea. One of them included is Newt Gingrich. You remember him. He was really popular in the late 1990s, or mid to late 1990s, in Congress. He was the Speaker of the House, I believe, at the time. And now he's back, talking about possibly running for president, and also talking about some severe controls on the First Amendment.
Yeah, I was kind of excited about Newt running maybe a year ago when I first started thinking about it, because Newt really is the reason that I started liking politics and the Republican Party and the ideas of small government and all the things that were promised to us with the contract with America. I really liked Newt, and I thought, I could very well see myself voting for Newt when he ran for president. Not after what I've heard yesterday.
Yeah, we'll clue you in on that here in a moment. But first, to the phones, to the fun, Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're on Free Talk Live with the end of Mark. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I wanted to rant a little about something I hate around here, and that's the gang problem in this country. The gangs are getting so out of hand.
Are you talking about gangs like the Crips and the Bloods or like the LAPD?
Well, you just blew my whole thing.
Sorry, we'll pretend.
I had this whole rant going to go about the gangs and how they drive these special cars. You know, you can tell who they are by their clothing and their talk and the cars they drive.
Yeah.
And
they do wear
identifying
marks.
They have and all that. And then I was, of course, going to lead into saying, you know, it's the cops. But, yeah, it's the cops are the ones. Now you blew my whole thing.
Sorry about that, Gene. We've been sort of focused on the police all week long here. Now, I see where you're going with that, and it's an excellent point, but what would you say to the police that would inevitably, if they were listening and responding here tonight, inevitably would say, well, I'm not a bad guy. I'm here to help people.
Well, they helped me get a speeding ticket the other day when I wasn't hurting anybody. You know, it used to be that you weren't guilty of a crime unless you hurt somebody. Now the state claims that they can be hurt. The state can't be hurt because they're a fiction.
That's true. The state's an imaginary entity, and it's outrageous to believe that there could possibly be a crime against it. Gene, if you got more, hang on. 800-259-9231. Your show, you take control of the airwaves. In fact, I got a blog post by one of our listeners called Why I Hate Cops. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helps. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bed, F, A-N.com. It's America's number one selling brain support supplement, Focus Factor, and you can try it free. Focus Factor supports your memory, focus, and concentration with nutrients that support healthy brain function. And we've got a free bottle just for you, a $75 value. You simply provide $4.95 for shipping and handling, limit one per household. Call 1-800-407-6231. 1-800-407-6231. Come on, it's free Focus Factor. 1-800-407-6231.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That's the Packet 8 toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site, we give them away, and that does include the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the site, easily downloadable for your convenience. Enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com. So we go back to Gene, the Christian anarchist. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Gene, I wasn't sure if you had more, but I'm presuming you do since you held on so patiently.
Yes, I do. We'll talk a little more about my ticket, but I did want to touch on the fact that they don't have any legitimate authority, and anybody who's read any of the stuff that I've written online will understand where I'm coming from there. But,
well, maybe you can help people that aren't reading your website understand how it is. I mean, because that's a pretty brash... in this day and age, most Americans, when hearing a claim like that, would consider that a brash claim. How is it that you can say that the police don't have legitimate authority? They certainly believe they do.
They do believe they do, and most people believe they do. But when you look at the... When you tear it down to the basic concept of one man doesn't have authority over another man, I don't have authority over you.
Is it possible that they were born with more authority than you, Gene?
Well, they believe that, I think. But since I don't have authority over you, then neither can I delegate the authority to somebody else to have authority over you. Neither can a bunch of us delegate authority to some person in a blue uniform to have authority over you. It doesn't follow the premise of all men being created equal. If you believe that, and those are the founding, you know, the so-called founding words of this country that supposedly we all hold so dear, if you actually believe that, then you cannot possibly believe that those people have authority to throw you in jail or taser you or shoot you in the back when you run from them or shoot at you when they're breaking down the door to your house and you're trying to defend yourself. You know, they just don't have that authority, but... to my ticket the other day, I was driving home, and I was going a little fast. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Anyway, the cop pulled me over, and I just kind of waited to see if he was going to give me a ticket. Sure enough, after he comes back, you know, with my driver's license, says he's going to give me a ticket. I said, well, I make it a policy to fight all traffic tickets. Mm-hmm. I said, so I need to go back and look at your radar gun, because I've fought two tickets in the past, and I won one and lost one. I figure that's as good as better than most attorneys.
Probably.
Anyway, he wouldn't let me go back and look at the laser gun and all. I mean, the radar gun. The cops have always let me go back and look at the radar gun.
Huh.
I need to go back and look at the radar gun because I need to get the serial number off it, and so I can verify that the thing was properly calibrated, that the officer was properly trained in its use, and so on and so forth. So that's a new argument that I'll be able to use against them, is that he would not allow me to go look at that radar
gun. I mean, what I would imagine what his thought process was is, I don't know what he's looking for, but I'm the government and I can tell you what you can do and what you can't do, so no, you may not look. It's the same reason that they probably, I would imagine, they don't answer questions from reporters and those sorts of things. But
well, I think it's good that you've actually had experience where you've been allowed to go there in the past. That way you can claim that, you know, this wasn't unusual. You've done this before, but yet this guy wouldn't let you.
Yeah, he's, you know, they're getting the mentality now. I've watched this evolve over the years since I was a boy in the 50s and 60s. To these cops where they used to be public servants and now they're law enforcement mm-hmm. officers, there's a big difference. You know, they used
Gene,
to be...
I don't know if you listened to the Monday night show yet, but I think you're going to find it really interesting. Have you heard that one yet?
Not yet.
Oh, yeah. We had a bit of an interesting conflict over at the Law Enforcement Forums, lawenforcementforums.com, where some of our listeners had gone over there, stirred it up a little bit. They ended up calling in. We had essentially just a three-hour show with mostly calls from law enforcement officers, essentially putting forth the tired old argument of, well, you know, we're in charge, we're enforcing the law, and the law is the end-all, be-all. It's not about mm-hmm. helping people anymore, Gene. It's about enforcing the law.
Well,
it doesn't matter if the law hurts people.
I typically do download those, and so I'll go get those and listen to them.
Sounds great. Hey, let us know what happens with your fighting this ticket. Let us know how this pans
okay,
out.
Okay, my court date isn't until January 11th, so
we'll still be here then. Thanks, Gene. Talk to you later. 800-259-9231. Toll free.
They probably take the whole month of December off anyway.
I had a couple of my friends here in Keene. They stopped by last night. They apparently were out driving, and a cop pulled them over, I guess out on the state roads. They apparently dealt with the cop through a crack in their window.
I wonder how that went.
Apparently it went pretty smoothly. All they got was a warning for having their light out, their license plate lights, one of their license plate lights was out. So even though
they stopped last night too.
Even though they cracked the window, that didn't irritate the cop enough, at least around here, to where he took it to the next level. So
very
what happened with you?
I just got pulled over. I was apparently going... So the cop claims, and I really believe that I looked at my speedometer and I saw 34 miles an hour in a 30-mile-an-hour zone,
mm-hmm.
but the cop claims that I was going 44 miles an hour. And
did you get a ticket?
Nope. Got a warning.
Didn't you have the speed checker thing?
I did, and that's the reason I heard the thing go off, and
right.
I feel like I looked at my speedometer and saw 34.
Huh. But he got you, though, huh?
She said that I was going 44, and I said, I think there's really something wrong with your radar gun. She after she brought back the warning, I spent some time talking to her. Obviously, at that point, you know, all the stuff's removed from it. Who cares? I mean,
yeah.
I could say, I was speeding. Thanks for the ticket. Whatever mm-hmm. for the warning. And she said that the radar guns, they tune them every evening or every time they get in based on a tuning fork. They've got a 30-mile-an-hour and a 60-mile-an-hour tuning fork.
Okay.
Which I love the idea that our town doesn't have this LIDAR, that they're all running on radar guns, because then, you know, it gives me a little bit of information.
LIDAR?
LIDARs, lasers.
I thought it's where they lie to you about the fact that you were speeding.
No.
Okay. Well, speaking of the police, from one of our listeners, Syndicate 23, he writes in his blog, Why I Hate Cops. He says, I hate cops. No, I don't just dislike them, I hate them. Cops are violent thugs who like to push people around. Cops are generally less intelligent than the general populace.
Oh, God.
Cops don't think for themselves. They blindly enforce laws without principle. Cops are corrupt people who use their positions of power to benefit them personally. And he's being very general here.
Yeah,
there
really,
are,
really general.
There are exceptions, of course, to the things that he's claiming, but I'm reading this because it's one man's opinion. And I think it's important, especially for our new law enforcement officers out there, to understand how it is that people come to these conclusions. How it is that the average Americans, and these are average Americans, this guy is a 30-something computer programmer from the Midwest. Very average-sounding job.
Yeah.
Right? How it is that average Americans can come to these concepts.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I mean, I don't know. Are we going to be labeled with big brushes that, you know, just malcontents? I don't feel like I'm a malcontent. I don't feel like this guy does. This sounds like the extreme.
It's very extreme.
But
he says cops go around ruining people's lives that were not harming anyone else. They use their power to help their friends and hurt their enemies. They endanger the lives of innocent citizens in their overzealous attempts to enforce the law.
Cops are kind of like politician light.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, they politicians do exactly the same sorts of things.
I'd say cops are like the armed extensions of politicians.
Yeah,
politicians don't have the balls to go out and do what the cops do. They just write down a bunch of rules and the cops follow them.
Okay.
Anyway, finally, cops, he says, are funded by force, which in itself is enough reason to dislike the police. He says, I hate cops, and these are the reasons why. The cops are the face of the government that we, as so-called citizens, see the most. They are the gun that enforces laws. They're the fist that makes sure our rulers' orders and whims are followed. Last night, there was an excellent episode of Free Talk Live where many police officers called into the show and validated just about every single point I'm going to make in this post. Then he links to us and says to go download the show. He says, you might think I hate cops for no reason. Maybe you think it's just a popular opinion that I attached on to. No, in fact, I know many cops. I've had lots of exposure to cops. When I was a teenager and had regular contact with cops, I had friends and associates who had regular contacts with the cops. Cops love to mess with teenagers. Why? Well, because they can get away with it. Teenagers are easy targets. They typically aren't knowledgeable of their rights.
They're also more likely to commit crimes.
And they're generally perceived as punk kids, so they're not taken very seriously. Teenagers are easy targets for cops. Bullies usually pick on small kids, and so do the police. Teenage shenanigans aren't the only exposure I've had to the police. Actually, I've had some pretty close contact with a decent-sized group of cops. My mother dated a cop for several years, so he has been in very close proximity to some police officers. And we're going to give you the rest of his story as to how he's become so jaded towards the policing profession. 1-800-259-9231. If you're a police officer listening to this, try not to yell and scream too loud, and maybe listen to how it is that this person got this way. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilsen, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006
and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll free line for you. That's 1-800-259-9231. We invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all of the features there. And help support Free Talk Live by buying some stuff at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's right. You know Amazon. They've got 35 categories of products, all kinds of things. Everything from books to furniture to DVDs to office products, sporting goods, accessories, baby stuff. I mean, you name it. They pretty much have it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Plus, the all-important gift certificates, gift cards from Amazon. You can get them. I mean, you need to do holiday shopping, right? Whether it's Kwanzaa or Hanukkah or Christmas, whatever it is you celebrate, solstice, you're going to be doing some holiday shopping. Why go through the effort of getting out of your chair? Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get it all done right there. You can order products or gift certificates and anything you order through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We get a percentage of Free Talk Live. We get a percentage of your sale. Amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, we're going to get back into the details on why this one of our listeners hates the police so much and his personal story here in a moment. But The Watcher is on the line in Georgia, and we're going to him first on Free Talk Live. Hello, The Watcher.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening. What's on your mind?
One of my tenants, one of my commercial tenants, is also an employee of the Drug Enforcement Administration.
Okay.
And his unit has told me that they think it's very hilarious that the lady was shot, that it was just a comedy of errors, and it's nothing to worry about.
Wow.
You can bet your rear end his lease will be canceled at the end of next month.
He told you it was funny that they killed this old lady?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they find it very comedic.
Man.
I don't even know what to say to that. That is just the most sick thing, one of the sickest things I've ever heard.
I mean, I can see sort of laughing in futility over something happen, like, oh, you know, like, because it's so dumb and so tragic that it all happened. But, you know, to be amused by it is something totally different. Sick.
Oh, he's totally amused. He's just sick. I'm looking at him right now through the windows. He just makes me want to puke.
Man. I'm
what
sorry
kind
to
of
hear
law
that,
enforcement? That's not law enforcement.
No,
that's
it's not.
Sadism.
Yeah, it really is. It's thuggery.
I don't trust law enforcement. I trust them less than I trust the thugs in this neighborhood where some of my shopping centers and things are.
Yeah.
I keep a loaded AK-47 and two shotguns in my office, and I dare them to come in on me like they did on that lady.
Mm.
They'll need a putty knife to clean that mess up.
Wow.
Good Lord.
Thank you for the
That's
call,
so
man.
Tragic.
We really appreciate hearing from you, and I'm sorry that you've got such a lousy tenant.
Yeah.
800-259-9231.
At least he knows how to take care of it.
Well, it's that attitude that we're going to be talking about here. Going back to this blog post from Syndicate 23, he grew up with a mom who dated a cop for several years. So he's had close encounters with the police for a long, long time. And he's come to the conclusion of hating the police. And now this is going to be a look into why he has drawn that conclusion. He says, the cop was a deputy sheriff of a mostly rural Midwest county. I've had a lot of exposure to him and his cronies. He really shed a lot of light on how a cop's mind functions and what a cop's motivation is. He was a highly decorated and respected as the second in command of his department. Much of my opinion of cops can be traced back to the numerous conversations I've had with him over the several years he dated my mother. Cops are authoritarian thugs. They thrive on power. I believe a lot of cops specifically seek out their profession because they enjoy pushing people around, they enjoy power, and being a cop is one of the easiest ways to do it without getting into any trouble at all. All you have to do is Google bad cops and you come up with hundreds of stories of the police beating people up. And then he gives a few examples, which of course we've covered here on Free Talk Live.
We've covered them all, we've covered them extensively.
He says, cops are stupid people. You may scoff at this, but the story of Robert Jordan is one example of police departments passing over some candidates because they score too highly on an IQ test. Mr. Jordan scored only 125 on his IQ test, and he was disqualified. A 125 doesn't even mean that you're really smart, but it's too smart to be a cop, at least in New London, Connecticut. Despite the claims of the New London PD that they don't hire cops that are too smart because they might get bored of the job, I think they don't hire cops that are too smart because they don't want cops thinking for themselves. The police don't think for themselves. Furthermore, they're unprincipled. All cops go through a rigorous process to become selected to be a cop. Based on the behavior of cops and news stories that have leaked selection methods, it seems that people who do not have a lot of capacity to think for themselves are chosen to become cops. This translates into a group of mindless robots enforcing the law with no application of principle and no thought before they act. If it's a law, no matter if it's good or not, of course, unless it's, of course, one of their friends that they're protecting. He then says, cops are corrupt. They help their friends and hurt their enemies. They think they're better than everyone else. This point was drilled into me by the cop that my mother dated and his fellow officers. They were the group of the most pompous, arrogant a-holes that I've ever had the chance to talk to. Think of your old high school football team, then give them badges and guns.
Well, I think it's a little unfair to judge every cop in the nation based on
of course
the
it's unfair. It's unfair, but this is his story, okay?
It's his story.
He says you'll have. Give them badges and guns, and you'll have this group of lousy, degenerate pigs. They used to constantly joke that if I ever made them mad, they would just pull me over and plant meth on me, and I'd never see the light of day again. They would constantly brag about the people they pushed around and bullied. Sort of like how the Watcher just called in and said that they were laughing about killing that old lady in Atlanta. They would constantly talk smack about the people they pulled over, how they were scum and lowlifes. They told me how they would let their friends go when they pulled them over, but pick on teenagers and people with long hair and poor people. Their behavior made me sick to my stomach. Cops ruin people's lives. They'll pull someone over who's not hurting anyone. They always have good excuses, like, he wasn't wearing his seatbelt. Well, why is it the government's business if I wear my seatbelt anyway?
It's not.
Once they pull someone over, they try to intimidate that person into letting them violate their right by illegally searching them. Maybe then the cops will find some weed or something on the person or in his car. At this point, the cops go crazy and rip the person's car apart, spreading his belongings on the roadside. The suspect ends up arrested and charged for drug possession. Likely, the suspect had a job, supported a family, and now, because of the cop, this guy might lose his job. If he goes to jail, there's a good chance he'll lose his family as well. This person's life is now ruined because some cop couldn't mind his own business. The worst thing about them is how they're funded. It isn't bad enough that the cops go around imposing force on everyone they encounter.
I don't think the worst part is how they're funded. I think that the worst part is the abuses of power and their ability to have those abuses of power.
He says they even need to derive their paychecks via theft. Yes, I'm talking taxes. Taxation is theft just by a large group of thugs from the government, be it federal, state, or local. A good sign you're doing something wrong is if you need to hold a gun to someone's head in order to pay for it.
Yeah.
Cops regularly endanger the lives of innocent people while going about their business of oppressing people. All you have to do to prove this is watch an episode of Cops. How many times do you see a cop chasing someone at high speed through city streets? He says that's about every episode. What crime could have been so heinous as to require putting so many innocent people at risk? Do these people have a...
I've always wondered about that, about high-speed chases. Are these things really necessary? What is it that they're hoping to get? Now, maybe you can convince
an adrenaline rush
with bank robbery or something like that. But when it comes to a pullover for speeding or whatever, mm-hmm. and then the person runs away, well, they must have something more to hide. We must go get them.
Yeah.
And then everybody who's around is put in danger, the houses in the general vicinity.
Sure.
The people in the car.
You've got the guy's
tag
number.
Even the criminals in the car.
If you pulled him over, you've got his tag number. Send him a ticket if they're running. Or find their house.
Do a little
investigation.
Yeah, I just don't quite understand the whole high-speed chase thing.
Well,
too many people have been hurt during these things.
Do these thugs have a little girl tied up in the back that they intend on murdering? Do they have a nuclear weapon on the trunk that they intend on blowing up the town with? No, this never happens. Usually it's because they have some drugs or maybe because they've stolen a car. Cops feel it's important enough, though, to put your life at risk. They want to catch that car thief so badly, they don't care if they kill you and your kids to get it done. Look up the story of how a cop ran over a large group of elementary school students during a high-speed chase. It happens.
It does happen.
He says, finally, could I ever like cops again? Sure, it's possible, but it would take a huge paradigm shift. Cops would have to start protecting and serving again rather than being armed thugs bent on beating people down. Cops would have to start recognizing that they're my servant, and that they should be following my orders and not the other way around. Cops would have to start thinking for themselves and not enforce laws that directly contradict the Constitution. They would have to start doing what's right and not what they're told. I think ending the war on drugs would go a long way towards all of these goals. The war on drugs is the primary reason why cops do most of the bad things they do. If the war on drugs was ended, I think all of us would be a lot safer, and maybe, just maybe, I wouldn't hate those pigs anymore.
Good Lord.
From Syndicate 23, Blogspot.
It's clear that he's very frustrated.
He's a real middle-class American, as he put it, a 30-something computer programmer.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a violent thug. He's not a criminal. He's just somebody who's had so many bad encounters with the police and seen so much bad news about the police that he's totally fed up. Now, if you want to respond to that, 800-259-9231, also to The Watcher, talking about how the police DEA agent that is renting an apartment from him absolutely just laughed about the old lady that was shot dead last week. I mean, how callous can you be? That was somebody's grandmother. More's on the way. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Times